Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Today's episode was suggested by Stephanie. Thank you for making the suggestion. The victim in today's case was raised in Kasigluk. Kasigluk is 29 miles from Bethel. It takes about 15 minutes to get there by bush plane. It's made up of two villages that are separated by the Johnson River. Akiuk, the older side, and Agula, the newer. In 2010, the population was 569. According to the 2000 census, there were 101 households and 91 families. The racial makeup was recorded as 3.32% white, 96.5% Alaskan Native, 0.18% two or more races, and 0.36% Hispanic. The median income of a household was $31,500, and a family was $33,750. About 18.9% of families and 22.8% of the population were below the poverty line. An interesting fact about the village of Kasigluk is it's one of several villages that has installed wind turbines. There are three turbines to help with the increasing cost of fuel, as well as a greener option for energy. Unfortunately, the last time Kasigluk made the news was September 10th, 2020, when the only store in the village burnt to the ground. It left the village in a tough spot for a while, and due to COVID restrictions, it made it even harder to go get food. They had to call by phone and then boat over to a neighboring village and wait on the shore for their order to come because they were not allowed inside other villages during lockdown. Eventually, a makeshift store was set up in another building in the village of Kasigluk. According to the Council of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault in a 1997 report, women in Alaska face a much higher rate of homicide. Native Alaskan women are killed 4.5 times more. Native women in small communities see more violent deaths than in other Alaskan communities, and at a rate 6 times more than the national average. In 1990, 50% of female murder victims in Alaska were killed by their husbands or boyfriends. In 1995, 80% of homicides in Alaska were domestic violence related. In 1996, 4 of the 16 domestic violence related deaths in Alaska were children. The Bethel Police Department received a call on Monday, February 23, 2015, to do a welfare check on 27-year-old Mark Charlie II. His relatives had begun to be concerned because they had not heard from him in days. Upon entering the apartment, Charlie shared with his 26-year-old girlfriend, Leanne Berlin. The police found multiple bottles of empty R&R whiskey, Charlie, and under a blanket, the body of Leanne. Coroner's reports show that Leanne was strangled to death 5 days prior to the police's arrival. During Charlie's first interview, he admitted to strangling Leanne, but claimed he couldn't remember why. Charlie did mention an argument the couple had on Wednesday night, but didn't recall the topic. According to an affidavit, Charlie was angered by Leanne nagging him while he was drinking. On February 25th, 2015, Charlie was charged with murder and evidence tampering. His bail was set for $500,000. Charlie was on probation the day he killed Leanne for a misdemeanor assault involving domestic violence against Leanne the year before. During the trial, Charlie reached a plea deal with the prosecution. He pled guilty to second-degree murder. During sentencing, the judge made claims that Charlie was a great candidate for rehabilitation. He gave Charlie 50 years with 30 years suspended. With good behavior, Charlie is scheduled to be released in August of 2028. Yes, you heard that right. Charlie will spend 20 years in prison and then 10 years on probation. And that's it. Because according to the judge, he lacked a criminal record prior to the killing. Leanne Arna Berlin was born September 7th, 1988. She was originally from Kasiglik. She graduated from the Agulaside School in 2006. While living in Bethel, Leanne was working at the Ara Airport Terminal. This sister-daughter-aunt is greatly missed by friends and family. If you or someone you love is a victim of domestic violence, please contact the Alaska Network of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Their number is 907-586-3650. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-7233. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Next week's episode will be about Coy Bryan from Mountain Village. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.